Hello, everyone, and welcome back to CC Airwaves. My name is Paige Matillo, and I'm here with my co-host, Joel Hansel. How are you?
I'm fine, Paige. How are you?
I'm doing good. This is the second time that I'm doing this intro because we lost power the first time we started recording this, but now we're back, and hopefully there will be no interruptions.
It might have been a message from heaven.
You might say that. But it's been a while since we've been back in the studio, so hopefully we're not rusty or anything.
It's like riding a bike, Paige. You never forget how.
Yeah, that's true. So we'll just move into the stories today. In this episode, we've gathered some truly moving tales from our listeners, each a testament to the connection we have with our loved ones that transcend death. So settle in as we dive into these heartfelt narratives and perhaps find comfort in the thought that those we miss are never truly far away, especially in our dreams. This first story was submitted by Dina P. I lost my mom when I was only 15, and it was really tough planning my wedding without her. It just didn't feel the same. 2 weeks before the big day, my brother called me sounding pretty amazed. He had just had this dream about our mom. In the dream, they were driving through West Virginia, and he saw a deer outside the car window. That's all he remembered, but it felt important somehow. Then, on my wedding day, something incredible happened. Right in the middle of our ceremony, a deer showed up. It just stood there, calmly watching us. Everyone noticed it, and it kind of felt like part of the wedding. The deer didn't wander off after a bit. It stayed through the whole ceremony, watched us while we took our wedding photos, and it even hung around during the speeches at dinner. We could see it outside the window just looking in. It felt like the deer was a special sign from my mom, like she was there with us in some way. It made the day feel more special, like she was still part of it and watching over us. What a wonderful story, Dina.
I'm kind of picturing this outdoor wedding with this deer just kind of poking its heads through the woods and just kind of just watching all these strange people going, what is going on here? I gotta see what this is all about.
I actually saw the pictures, and she actually took us through the day. So you can see the deer at the ceremony. You can see it when they're taking their photos in the background. And then you can see it even during her brother's speech in the window in the background of one of her photos. So, I mean, the deer did stay there the whole wedding. And I think it's really beautiful. We had a similar story. And I see stories like this all the time that involve weddings and loved ones who come back, check in, send a sign. And I think it's wonderful, especially on such an important day that is about family and that is about love, that those reappearances are occurring.
Never ceases to amaze me how our loved ones find a way to be there on those special occasions.
They do.
This story was submitted by Jen L. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I was overwhelmed and scared. But my cousin, who had beaten cancer just a year before, became my rock during my chemotherapy. He knew exactly what I was going through and was there for me every step of the way. Just as I started to get better, his cancer came back, worse than before. His health quickly declined, and it was a tough time for both of us. One night I had this dream. My cousin and I were standing next to a car. He was holding a bag and had tears in his eyes. He looked at me and asked, "Will you be mad if I go?" I knew he was talking about letting go and leaving this world. I hugged him tight, feeling a mix of sadness and understanding. Then I watched him get into the car and drive away. I woke up right after that to find my mom in the room. She told me that my aunt called to say my cousin had passed away. That dream felt like his way of saying goodbye, asking for my okay to let go. It was a really special moment that felt like a final connection between us.
That was a beautiful story. I know that Jen just recently lost her cousin, so I am very sorry for your loss, but it sounds like this dream was a way of getting closure for the loss that you experienced. So I'm glad that you got a chance to say that final goodbye.
Well, I'd also like to think that Jen is doing much better from a health perspective, mm-hmm. and perhaps her cousin knew that mm-hmm. and felt like it was okay for him to go.
Yeah, he didn't need to be her rock anymore.
Right, right. But I was also kind of touched about the dream. I don't know what it is, but we tend to use this metaphor of transportation when it comes to going off to
heaven,
off to the hereafter. I mean, just a month ago, I was talking with my mom, and she made the comment that she and Dad were at the bus stop. I'm like, well, that's a great thing to hear. But again, there's that transportation metaphor, right? I find that very interesting. I bet we could probably do a whole episode on dreams that involve transportation.
Yeah, I bet we could. You're right. I mean, people have different ways of explaining it through transportation. So I bet we could. That might be an interesting episode, Joel. Good idea.
I have those every once in a while.
This next story was submitted by Lillian W. Losing grandma hit us hard. She was more than just family. She was our go-to for wisdom and warmth. When she passed, it felt like a light had gone out in our lives. But something happened that night she left us that I still can't quite shake off. That night, I had a vivid dream. There was my grandma looking younger and glowing, wearing this beautiful white dress. She came over, gave me this warm, loving smile, and said, "Goodbye, my Lily." It was sad, but also kind of peaceful. Waking up from that, I was teary but felt this weird sense of calm. Years later, I was chatting with my sister about our grandma, sharing our favorite memories and such. Out of the blue, she tells me that she had a dream about grandma too. On the very same night she passed, and grandma was in a white dress in her dream too. The same night we talked about this, grandma showed up in our dreams again. My sister saw her in her dreams, telling her, "Say yes." She woke up feeling curious. My dream was a bit different. There was grandma, same kind smile, touching my stomach and saying, "A baby girl will bring joy to your life." A few weeks later, I found out I was pregnant. And yep, it's a girl. As for Emma, around the same time, this guy in her class asked her out. Remembering grandma's words, she said, "Yes." They're engaged now. Seems like grandma was playing matchmaker from heaven. We can't help but feel like grandma's still with us, you know? Guiding us, sending us these little signs and messages in our dreams. It's a nice thought that the people we love stay with us in one way or another, even after they're gone.
They're getting multiple messages from grandma.
I know, lucky
them.
She's
quite the busybody.
I know that Lily already had her baby this year. So she had received that sign about a year ago. So congratulations.
It's very cool. I hope you get some sleep, Lillian.
I know. And I am very happy for her sister as well. And I'm glad that your grandma is still connecting with you guys on that level. It's a beautiful thing.
Our final story was submitted by Ben G. Uncle Joe was more than just family. He was my mentor and favorite fishing buddy. Not long after he passed, I had a dream about him. I was at our old fishing spot, the one we'd visit every summer. Then, out of nowhere, Uncle Joe appeared beside me, looking just like his old self with his fishing rod in hand. He gave me this familiar look and said, "Keep fishing, kiddo." It was his classic line, but in the dream, it felt heavier. When I woke up, the dream stuck with me. I was drawn to the lake that day and found our same spot from the dream. And there I caught the biggest trout I've ever seen, the kind Uncle Joe and I always dreamed of catching together. That moment, by the lake, following the dream, felt more than just a coincidence. Maybe it was Uncle Joe's way of giving me a little push, a reminder to keep going in life, just like we kept going at fishing. It's comforting to think he might still be looking out for me.
I like the theme of these messages. Just that your loved ones are still there, they're still looking out for you, and they are still going to be around.
I really like the bit about the fishing because I've never fished.
I've also never fished.
But I know that fishing requires a great deal of patience and perseverance. And I think it's really, really great that Uncle Joe is reminding him to stay patient and persevere and not give up. So he's still getting from his mentor sage advice.
Yeah, life lessons that he will carry with him. And that's a nice thing that he can carry down for his family, his future family, his future children. Well, I think that's all that we have for you all today. Thank you so much for joining us. And if you have received a message from heaven and would like to share it, you can email us at podcast@cleceem.org or send us a message on our social media at CC Airwaves. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great day.
Until the next time, take care, everyone.